A lot of people have failed with having a VA because they didn't put anything into training them, or they showed them the task one time, the VA didn't get it right the first time, and then they just gave up and said, oh, it's all too hard, I'll just do it myself, it doesn't work.
What you put into them, they'll actually return a lot.
There was five things that a VA could take off the plate of a standard agent right now. What would those five things be?
First one was that has been a big game changer for my own personal business.
Are there any challenges to be aware of having a VA? So you've mastered the market, but now you want to start winning for yourself. I'm Daniel Lee. Some know me as real estate's funny guy, but in the Get Keen podcast, we get down to business and explore what gets people really keen, how to get the most out of your real estate career, how to build a successful business and live the best life for yourself and your family. We'll uncover how to be hugely successful in real estate, setting you up to get keen and make the next big move in your life. Oh, yeah. Let's get keen, baby. And have I got an episode for you? This is going to be packed full of value because I have with me on stage today the man, the myth. If you don't know him, his name is Brett Andreasen, and he is a two-time winner of the REIQ Sales Agent of the Year. Not many people can say that. Probably one other person can say two-time winner of the REIQ Salesperson of the Year, and he is an amazing agent. I'm blessed to have him on my team at Plum Property as one of our most high-performing agents, and today he's going to give us a whole bunch of tips on how he has used a VA, so a virtual assistant, or as I like to call them, a remote professional, how he has used one of them to double his business in 18 months. Brett, welcome to the show, my man.
Jeez, thanks for the lead up. Thanks, man.
I love a good lead up, and you deserve it because you are an amazing agent. And I've worked with you for a long time. Quite honestly, you are unlike most agents. You're different. You think outside the box. You have different systems, processes, ways of doing things that no other agent in our office even has. And I just want to run through some numbers just to get the crowd sort of understanding the type of agent that you are. So just want to talk about numbers. Mate, can you recall what your numbers were for the last financial year?
Not at all.
You don't know your numbers?
No, numbers never interest me, so no.
Good news is I love numbers in my own business, so I know your numbers. So let me tell everyone. Brett, let me just tell you, is an agent on his own with a VA. So no other sales associate, no PA, no EA. Just Brett and a VA overseas. And in 12 months for 23-24, he did 55 deals and total GCI, gross commission, of $850,000, all by himself in one VA. That is bloody remarable.
Is it?
It is.
I have no idea.
Mate, most people who are agents that are doing that have a team of two or three people here on the ground in Australia to do those sorts of numbers. So it's pretty amazing what you've done. I know you're big on pipeline. I know you're big on systems. And there's just so much that agents can learn from you. So I just want to pack this full of value for agents that are listening and dive really deep into what it is that, like, what are your day-to-day things that really give you that competitive advantage with what you do. So tell us a bit about the VA. When did you get the VA?
I got a VA probably about 18 months ago, it was now. As I trialed an EA, or like person on the ground, for about 3 months, and I'll be very upfront about it, I hated every single day of it.
Right.
The person was great,
yeah.
But for myself and for my own nature, it was not the right fit for me. And then when I'd always understood the VA role or RP role, and looked into it and I thought, actually, no, I could probably make this work really well for me because I don't need to have someone here all the time. But they can do a lot of the tasks which I either don't enjoy or those paperwork tasks that I can sort of outsource. And that has been a big game changer for my own personal business.
So you mentioned that you really didn't like having an EA here on the ground.
Yep.
That you found that stressful.
Yeah, I just didn't know what the hell they would do all day.
Okay.
Because a lot of the tasks I could do quite easy. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the need for having someone like that. So in terms of prospecting, Like my prospecting system is pretty much well automated, so I don't mm-hmm. have to worry about someone doing 100 or 200 calls for me a day or a week. Open houses, I've got that pretty well covered. I don't need someone sitting beside me to motivate me to keep busy. I'm quite self-motivating on that. So I just found half the time I'm sitting there wondering what the hell I'm going to get this person to do.
Yeah, right. Well, I want to dig deeper into these systems and processes that you got, because there's just so much that agents can learn here. And you tried, like, it's always pushed into us that, you know, we've got to grow the big team, but, you know, you've got a family, you've got a lifestyle, and that sort of structure didn't work for you. So you found something else that worked really well.
Yeah, like I don't work Fridays. I'm very clear about that to my clients. I am rarely here after about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I do start early, but yeah, I've got two kids, wife, dog, all that stuff. But,
yeah.
Like I've sort of structured my career in a way which is towards more my lifestyle rather than my life trying to fit around work.
Yeah, and that is the trouble when you grow a team. I mean, I always loved working with the team, but that was my vibe, that was my style, and that was how I scaled my business. But it does require a lot more leadership, team management, other things that can, you know, put stress and extra, you know, jobs and roles and responsibilities on your plate. So you've just made it really easy for yourself by just going, oh, I just want to focus on listing and selling, lay out these systems and processes, have someone overseas to help me, and just run your own life, come and go as you please. Yeah. Don't have to, you know, show up to, you know, motivate anyone or keep anyone on track or worry about how they're doing
I don't have to worry if she's going to turn up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to worry about that. I know that she's available when I need her to be. Mm. She's very clear on in terms of my VA, she's very clear on my hours and when she's available, which is really good. Obviously, she works overseas, so our hours are a little bit different on that. Mm-hmm. But we've got a really good vibe going together in terms of how we work.
Mm, I love that you've just figured out how to fit and mold this around your life rather than the job controlling your life, right? So where does your VA live?
Philippines, I believe.
Philippines. Yeah. You don't know?
I have no idea. I've never asked.
Come on. Yeah,
no,
you got to know. Must be the Philippines.
Pretty confident it is.
It is. Yeah. I know.
There we go.
Because I know where they all come from. We've got about 12 working in Plum Property mm-hmm. that are all in the Philippines, and they're fantastic. How do you keep the motive, like her, what is her name, by the way?
Jean.
How do you keep Jean motivated? You know, because as an agent, we are always out and about doing things. Mm-hmm. You can't obviously be on the phone with her all the time.
No. I know. I only speak to Jean once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, once a week. We do a Teams meeting once a week on a Monday morning where we sort of go through our what we've done the previous week, what we're focusing on in this week and what's coming up. I'll go through sort of what I've done so she understands what's happening. She'll also go through what project she's completed. So that way we're both on the same page of what's happening. So I'll run through listings that we've got coming up. And a big one for getting her motivated is actually getting her excited about what we're doing.
Yeah, nice. What do you, does she send you like a daily accountability or anything like that?
She asked me once what I like and I said no.
Yeah.
Because I don't need that daily accountability. Like my big one is that if she can do the task, that's all I need. And so as my tasks that we've got are A priority, B priority, and C priority tasks.
Okay.
C priority are big projects we're working on, which might be, for example, a service area update or a quarterly report we're working on. And that project might go over the space of a month or two. B tasks are sort of our weekly tasks, where it might be an update of anniversaries, it might be an update of buyers, it might be an update of what's come on the market. Then A priority task is high priority, drop everything, do now, which is proposals, form sixes, so listings, prospecting tasks, which I classify as an A priority task. And I've got those different task lists confirmed with her so she knows exactly what's happening each time.
Wow, that's amazing. So I'd love to dive into more of these tasks. I think agents would love to hear, you know, of all the things that agents do in a day, what could I possibly take off my plate? If there were, say, 5 things that a VA or an RP, remote professional, could take off the plate of a standard agent
mm-hmm.
right now, what would those five things be?
So the first one for me, because I built it from the C task first rather than the A task, if that makes sense. So I started on projects. So the first one was service area cleanup. So Gene went through all the service area in terms of Toowong and said, right, we're going to get every single address, every single owner's number, cross-match it and sort of deep dive into their contact details and find all of their contacts. So that's been a big one. Second one was go through my database and cross-match against current ownership records to make sure, do they still own the property? And for the buyers, have they bought a property? And so we said, right, just focus on only if they bought a property into the core area, so across the five suburbs that I work in. Then B task was basically each week we'd go through the rental list of properties that come on the market. So she would do up a spreadsheet for me of all the properties that come on the market for rent, cross-match the owner's name, get all their details, send me through the report, because then we communicate with them about their property coming up for rent, and that we can appraise the property. And then A task, I would say, would be proposals. So Gene does all of my proposals for me. I don't do up any proposals anymore through she types it all up for me. Then also the prospecting task. So she'll collate the call list. She'll collate the email list for me, get all the information together. Because that's what I found I spent most of my time doing, was trying to get information together. And then I just wasn't doing it. Sure. And so I said, right, if I can just get a nice clean list, I'll make those calls. But getting that nice clean list is the pain in the butt thing to do. So Gene will get that list done. So we've got a trail in terms of when we list a property of that. She will go through and do all these different tasks straight away from moment of listing. Mm. So it'll be collate all the call details or collate all the email addresses, all the neighborhood records, things like that, all the properties that I've sold on that street.
That's amazing. You've just got so many different things. I totally relate to that, because I remember when I used to cold call a lot, you know, the biggest job of cold calling to me was finding all the numbers and the lists. And, you know, back when we had a really dirty database, and I would print out a list of names and search, you know, white pages and search the CRM for numbers. The actual gathering of the information would take me 4 hours. Then I would go make calls for 2 hours. And so I'm doing 2 hours of really valuable work and 4 hours of non-productive or non-dollar productive work, which, you know, if I could get rid of that non-dollar productive work and do, instead of 2 hours of calls, do 6 hours of calls, how much better my business could have been at that time. And so that's what you try and focus on, is all those things that take up your time that someone else could do.
100%, because I know I'm not going to do these calls for maybe a week because we're getting the photos ready or whatever it is, but we've got the listing, so if Gene can just get all of the information together and have it ready for me, and we've got a T-minus trail, we call it, where basically from a launch date, we could work backwards, and she'll get all the information together. So she knows that, hey, Brett will be doing those calls in T plus five, which is in 5 days' time I'm doing that. So she's got 5 days to get all that information together. If I do it at T plus two, which means it's going to be launching pretty quickly, she knows that this is an urgent task. We need to get it done.
Wow. Okay, so you've even got your own language.
Yeah. it just makes sense to me. And because of how I've built the relationship with Gene, she understands how I work as well, which has been a really strong benefit for me.
Yeah.
Is that I've got someone that I really vibe with quite easily. And she's been great.
So I'm hearing a lot of tasks here that I reckon agents would be listening and just going, well, how does he do that? Like you said, Gene does all your proposals. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me you go to a listing presentation, you do the whole presentation, it's not ready to sign just yet. They want some more information before they move ahead.
Well,
you leave the property. What happens from there?
Well, we actually work backwards from there. So it's from the listing presentation, from the first phone call. So if I get a phone call from an appraisal, I'll just send Gene a message saying, hey, pre-proposal, put in the address, put in roughly where I think the property is going to be sitting in terms of price. She'll do up my pre-listing kit and have it ready for me to send by the time my conversation is finished, because I'll be communicating with her in live time. So I can have the information out straight away. She'll send off the confirmation email to the clients confirming the appointments and that. Then after we've done the presentation, I'm sitting in the car after the proposal, haven't signed the business. I'll be sending her a message going, cool, need the post-listing document. And she'll do up my full proposal in Quilla, outlining everything we've discussed. Because if you think about your proposal, most of it's templated anyway. Like all you really change in there is your sales price. My commission stays the same for every property. the timeline changes and she'll build the calendar of events based on the timeline that I've discussed with the T-minus date. And then she sends it through to me. So by the time I'm back in the office, that information is ready for me to send, because it was about speed to market, about getting that information out to the owner, where they might have another agent coming in straight after me, but I've got the proposal to them while the other agent's in the door. And I've sent them through an SMS confirming, saying, hey, just letting you know, the proposal's on your email. Any questions, please let me know. And the other agent's sitting there presenting, and they've gone, wow, Brett's actually already got me the proposal. That's impressive.
Super impressive. That would definitely impress me if I was selling and an agent was able to get that to me within 5 minutes after meeting me. I'm sure there's people on the listening to this going, yeah, but Brett, you know, how does the VA know how to personalize that presentation? I mean, after you've gone somewhere and let's say you just had a discussion about something quite personal about the home, mm-hmm. and you thought, oh, I'll include that in the proposal just to show that this isn't just a template, that I've put some effort in here. How would the VA know how to personalize it a bit?
No, great question. So the VA doesn't need to know that stuff. So she'll drop the proposal. I've got a templated email that goes out and the proposal just gets attached into that email. Like the whole email is not the proposal. So I can put the personalized stuff into that email and then attach the proposal.
So the proposal can always be templated. The actual proposal doesn't need to be personalized. That's really good. And then you can put your personal message in the email.
Yeah, just put it in the email, because we find they send the email. What Jean will also do is in a T plus 3 days after the proposal, she'll send me through the report off Quilla to show me what they've actually been looking at. So I can check the analytics of that proposal. So when I'm doing the follow-up call for the owner, I can maybe zero on if they've been reading a lot on marketing, I can bring up the marketing in that conversation with them. But I know if I don't bring up the analytics, I won't look at it. But Jean looks it up for me and sends it to me, which gives me a trigger to say, all right, that's my conversation with the owner.
Mm-hmm. How about prospecting? Because a large part of an agent's, you know, day-to-day is finding ways to reach out and, you know, create conversations. Mm-hmm. How does Gene help you to prospect?
So the first part is I solidified what my 5 key prospecting tasks are. So one's my call to the report and everything sort of filters into there. Just listed, just sold marketing is another one. The rental leads is a big one that comes in for us, as well as anniversaries. So what Jean does for each of those tasks for the quarterly report, each month she builds my quarterly report in terms of all the sales in the area, not just myself, but all the agencies. She'll collate all the information, put it into a PDF, send it through to me, which I build into my MailChimp. And she'll send through the analytics off data.
And is that just done through Canva or something?
Yeah, I think she does it through Canva.
Through Canva?
Yeah, it used to be done PDF, but she just found it was easier through Canva because she learned Canva.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of the tasks that I had to do, was sort of just saying, right, let's learn this. And
she would often
learn it quite quickly.
And so every month a quarterly report is done?
Yeah, she updates.
For the previous 3 months, every month?
Yep, every month she updates.
And that's sent out to your entire database?
I send it quarterly, but I update it monthly just because I do it on a rotating cycle, so different suburbs get it at different times.
Oh, okay.
Just so that way I'm not, best way to describe it is just trying to jam everything through at once. I've separated out to try and level out my business a bit.
Also, you might have owners with one property in this suburb, one property in the other suburb, and they're not getting both reports templated at the same time.
Template itself doesn't change.
Yeah.
I found it never needed to.
Yeah.
Then the second one was like just listed, just sold. So as soon as we list the property, she'll collate all the information in terms of all the properties that all the owner's details in there, and just give me the list. So then I can make
list
the calls.
Of what?
Owner's names, phone number, email address.
Of the street?
Yeah, of the street or the surrounding area if need be, depending on the street. I specialize in apartments, so most of the time it's just the street, or sometimes it's just the building itself.
Uh-huh.
It's just easier that way.
So she'll just make sure that you've just got everything on a plate. You don't have to search for any owners, put lists together. It's just like, here's the listing. The next day you've got a report. Here's all the people you need to call.
Yep.
Here's all the people you need to text.
Correct.
Will she send out any sort of email or text marketing on your behalf?
No, she won't do it on my behalf, just because I think that is still something I need to do. And just through English being a second language, I just find sometimes the wording needs to be correct from my end of things, or I might need to change something a little bit. So, yeah, short answer, no. Long answer in terms of down the track, yes, she will be doing that, and she's aware of that as well. That's sort of one of our longer-term plans.
Okay, so what was the third thing?
Third one is the rental list. So she's got an alert set up with realestate.com, so across the core area, so the three suburbs that I sort of focus on mainly. Every time that a rental property comes on, She'll get the alert saying this rental property's come on the market. She'll do a search for those owners' details, cross-match against our database and several other sources. And then on a Monday morning, she'll send me through the report of all the properties that have come on the market. I'll have a look at it and go, great. And then I'll send them through an email through MailChimp offering an appraisal on their property because the tenant might be moving and they might want an idea on that.
Yeah, right. Okay. So you're actually hitting up all the rental properties on the market.
Yep.
That's something that I never did as an agent, and I can obviously there's going to be opportunities there. How many of those opportunities of rentals that are coming on the market turn into sales listings for you per year, doing that one task?
I'm getting 2 appraisals a week from that, and you might have probably maybe 10 or 15 emails going out. So it's a pretty good strike rate because what I'm offering is that we can appraise the property without disturbing the tenant because the tenant's already moving.
Mm-hmm.
And the rental agent's going to be doing inspections on the property, so I'll just book go in at the same time as them to minimize the disturbance. Then you can just flip the owner over and go, hey, it's a pretty good one. The photos don't look the same though. The property's probably a bit deteriorated compared to how it's looking. This might be the time to actually start looking at maybe selling it because the tenant's vacating and it's a better opportunity.
Fantastic. And you get like a good number of listings per year doing just
that? Yeah, I think I've listed 5 or 6 just from that method. So
in the last year, that's amazing. Yeah. What's the fourth task? I love these tasks.
What I found is that most agents' poor tasks is keeping in touch with their anniversaries, past sales and things like that. So firstly, she got there and collated a report of all the properties I've sold in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I never actually kept a list of it. I never saw the purpose of it for some reason, mm-hmm. but she did all the information because she said, Brett, I keep seeing all these properties that you've sold. Would you like me to put a report together? I'm like, yes, please. So thankfully, Gina's quite forthcoming in terms of giving me recommendations on stuff like that. And then I said, okay, well, why don't I start looking at the anniversaries of the people who have bought in my core, like real core area where I've just focused on that one suburb, and just go, right, let's get in touch with all those people and send them a happy anniversary on the anniversary of plus 3 years, plus 5 years, plus 7 years, plus 10 years. So if they've owned a property for that length of time, they'll get an anniversary email from me saying, hey, happy anniversary. Can you believe it's 3 years ago that you bought the property at 123 Smith Street? It's changed so much in that time. Would you like to get an update value of the property? And we do the same thing with 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. And so she puts all that information together for me.
Amazing.
And that just automates it. Makes it a lot more automated because we said that over the course of realistically probably about 2 years, we'll appraise, offer an appraisal for every single property without actually having to call them
mm-hmm.
because that's triggered on that because most owners actually forget which agent they bought the property through.
Yeah.
So if they go, oh, I must have bought it through Brett. We've seen his name in the area for nearly 20 years. Let's do that.
So you actually have owners that because you're sending them an anniversary letter and information on a property they bought off another agent, they then think that you sold it to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, agents turn over so much in our industry that the agent that may have bought it through has gone. And for some reason, the company that they bought it through hasn't kept in touch with them. And I found that to be a really good one. It's really cool when the owner says, oh, do you need to come through the property again? I've gone, no, it's okay.
Let's talk about the fifth task now. What's the last one?
Obviously, Form 6s and paperwork and contracts and stuff like that. She does all that stuff for me.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff which takes up time. I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just easier.
Yeah.
Like
amazing. And there's so many. I know that you've actually got Gene doing roughly 20 different things for you each and every day. Yep. Are there any challenges to be aware of having a VA?
The initial startup is probably the most confronting
mm-hmm.
When you sort of try and work out what do you want this person to do? Because they're sitting there waiting for you. They're not creators. They're not designers. That's one tip that I worked out after a very disastrous asking her to create not a letter. It was a DL with images and that.
Uh-huh.
They're not designers. That's someone else's task.
Yeah.
So, but what I found is that if I started with the big projects that I wanted her to do, then everything else fell into line after that. So we started off with the two big projects, which was clean up my database and let's clean up the service area. And then I started going, could she do this? Could she do that?
Mm-hmm.
And every time, and then when I said, all right, I'm going to relinquish my proposals to her, like she picked it up faster than what I did. And it's because as long as the template is built, they can fill in the blank spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the biggest thing for me is that like I'm a very templated person. I very rarely type an email. Most of it's templated and I just insert the blanks into the spaces.
Yeah, right.
So the other one is what Jean does is anytime we get a realestate.com response, I'll reply to it. So she doesn't reply to the emails. I'll copy her in on it and then she updates the database in terms of what their parameters and search are. And going back onto it, she'll also cross-match the ownership records from inquiries to see if they own a property in our area, because then that makes it a higher priority call for me to that person who's inquired. So you might have someone who's inquired about this property. They haven't identified that they own a property in our area. She'll go, hey, here's an alert, and highlight it for me, saying, Brett, this is the this is someone you need to actually communicate with properly.
How good is that? So, you know, and so many agents, they're just busy. They've got so much going on. They get 20 inquiries from realestate.com. They don't even check who owns what. They just quickly call. And sometimes when they're just on the go, they forget to ask the important question. And because they don't know they own the property, they don't ask the question, the phone call ends, and they might have missed an opportunity. But you're just armed with that information every time before you make the call.
She'll do the same thing for the open houses. So I do like the open house callbacks we all have to do on a Monday. But at the same time, Jean's going through the list of the open house people that came through and sent me through a report on Wednesday saying, hey, cross-match all the people that came through your open house on Saturday. Here's the people or the five people that own a property in the core area. Can you get in touch with them?
How good is that?
So, like, she's a lot more proactive towards me. It's more she's telling me what to do at all times rather than me trying to actually tell her what to do.
Yeah.
And that's been a really, really cool structure for the business.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I know agents, we think about doing that kind of thing and we might do it sometimes, but sometimes it's like you just don't have time and you forget about it. And
we get busy.
All on like automation is just amazing.
Yeah.
What about the training? Because I think that worries some people. And I have heard of agents saying they tried a VA once and it didn't work out. But then when I dived a little deeper, I found out, well, they just got a VA and they felt the VA should just be ready to, you know, sort their life out.
Yeah.
But they were too busy to actually train them. So is that hard? Is that challenging?
No. So how I do the training with Jean is that if I've got a new task that I want her to do, so for example, we've started up a new thing this week, all I do is I do the task first and I screen record and talk over it and tell her exactly what I'm doing. But I also tell Jean why I'm doing it. Like, what's the purpose behind doing this specific task? Because then it leads into something else. Because what I found is that if I can give her the purpose of something, then she actually understands why we're doing this and why it's actually important to me or to the potential client or to the client that we're working with. So, and then what she'll do the same task back, send me a video of her doing it. I'll watch that video back and go, hey, actually, there's something in there we need to correct. Maybe I stuffed up something, which I do all the time. And I go, all right, that's good. And once they know the task, they can go back to it and watch that video again and go, that's correct or that's incorrect. And occasionally, probably once a month, we'll do a quick check-in on terms of her tasks. Because some things I don't need her doing anymore. There's been a few tasks that I've had her doing and I've gone, you know what? We don't need to do that. It's not getting us any benefits. So let's just stop doing that task. And so she just drops that off her items.
Yeah, right. And so making videos of everything that you do so that they've got a library of training. And then I guess as well, if Jean ever moved on and you had to get another VA, you'd have a whole library of all the tasks already done, ready for the new person.
Yeah, the information's all there. And of course, like whenever we update a task, we update the video. And that's something that Jean will do. That's part of her task list is that if we update a task, she updates the video. And she will talk it through as well, explaining to herself and to me what she does. So that way we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
We know that I'm more likely to actually not do a task correctly than she is. She will follow everything done correctly to the way it's meant to be. I know as an agent, I'm lazy at times and I will not do something because I go, maybe I can just shortcut that. She won't shortcut the process. And that's a really good thing for me.
Yeah, that is awesome, mate. Before we go, I'm sure there's agents out there, they want to know how much, mate. How much does it cost, mate?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No idea.
Well, I pay for it.
Thanks, mate.
and then I charge it to you.
Thank you.
I know how much it costs.
Sure.
It costs roughly $25,000 a year for a full year, full time, having someone in the Philippines work for you. So, I mean, that's probably one third of the cost of what it would be to have someone in Australia doing the same stuff.
Yep.
And not only that, you know, someone in Australia doing the same sort of admin-y tasks over and over again. I don't know. I think people are a bit precious here. They'll probably get bored after 6 months and leave.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know? We know we do get bored. Yeah. We get bored. I got bored by doing a lot of these tasks, and that's why we've outsourced a lot of that. But what I've found personally for her is like understanding her situation in terms of like she's got a family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said to her, like, the highest priority is your kids and your family.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid's sick, just let me know and take the day. Do not stress on that. Please do not think you have to work if you're sick.
Mm.
And I found that she pays that back tenfold, where she understands that she's got the flexibility if she needs to take a day off. She's like, Brett, I'll work extra hours. I'm like, you don't have to. You put in so much work for me that it's okay. And we've got a great relationship with that. Do we catch up every week? No, I didn't catch up with her this Monday just because there wasn't really anything to talk about. I just sent her a message saying, hey, we both know what we need to do. Let's get onto it. And she's like, yep, no worries.
That's awesome that you've created that kind of culture between you.
Well, it's trust.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big thing of trust. Like, I'm trusting her with all these clients' details and things like that. And she's trusting me with providing her an income to live, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I've given her bonuses every time. We get great messages. She's sent me birthday presents and things like that. It's a really great relationship that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I could not see myself not having a VA anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to use an EA, honestly. That doesn't interest me. But another VA, probably.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, agents. Tips and tricks from the man himself, Brett Andreasen. Agents, if you're interested in getting a VA or an RP for your business, contact Wingman, wingman.com.au. They'll sort you out. That's who we use to source, train, and employ our fantastic team overseas that helps our on-the-ground Australians perform better at their roles, okay? Mention the word Plum or this episode and you'll get a sweet discount of no setup fee, all right? So you're lucky for watching. Brett, it's been awesome. That was packed full of value, so good. Whoever listened to that is going away with some really key insights on how to use a VA really well. Thanks for joining us today, mate.
Pleasure, man.
Guys, if you're interested in using a VA and you want some more information on how does it work, do you have to train them, how long does it take to get them set up, what does it cost, we've got all sorts of resources that we can give you, information that we can give you to help you make the decision of whether or not a VA is right for you and your business. Thank you for tuning into the Get Keen podcast. If today's episode inspired you, please show your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't stop there. Join our community of forward thinkers by connecting with me on social media at Dan_Lee_Plum. I'm looking forward to exploring more strategies and insights with you on your journey to the top. Until next time, keep getting keen.